This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Big Eva's big crash out over Donald Trump and a video that was inadvertently published on his social media and the big crash out regarding that, because Big Eva is still running with the Trump is racist narrative in 2026 because they are still woke. They are still beholden to woke blasphemy laws. And they care more about offending men than they do about offending God. So we're going to name some names up front. John Piper, Russell Moore, and J.D. Greer are going to be the three targets of today's video. But before we get into that, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at our Patreon-like system that's linked in the description below. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. Now, this is the big story that we're covering that broke late last week. And a lot of people blinked, a lot of people buckled under the pressure. And there really was no pressure because you have to go out of your way to decry racism and stuff like that. You have to go out of your way to care about these things. So, long story short, Donald Trump is still going after the 2020 election. He's trying to prove his narrative regarding that. And he posted a video that was a screen recording of another video on a different platform. And in that screen recording, it auto-played to a new video. And that new video that it played, auto-played to, is what people are uppity about. And for those who do not know social media, this is not the video they posted on Trump's social media account. The autoplay, the way that social media works, and I think most people understand this, is that social media algorithms autoplay videos because they want to keep you scrolling. They want to keep you doom scrolling. So they autoplay the next video. You have virtually no control over that at all across multiple platforms, especially micro content platforms. And so that video autoplayed. Now, this is the video in question. And as you can see, it's actually pretty funny. It's a parody of In the Jungle and opens with Barack and Michelle Obama as primates. And I'm using the term primate because, you know, I don't want to get into the nuance of gorillas versus monkeys because, you know, isn't that two different, the taxonomy is not the same as far as gorillas and monkeys go. But as you can see, this is a parody of In the Jungle, The Mighty Jungle, and is pretty well thought out. Yeah, as you just saw there, Joe Biden is also a primate eating a banana, which is a reference to him eating ice cream. Donald Trump is a lion in the jungle, while the Democrats are, you know, various animals related to inside baseball jokes. Harry Stinson's a flamingo. That's an interesting choice. And a lot of inside baseball jokes here regarding the cast and characters in this meme video. I think this is a banger. I think it's nothing to apologize for. But a lot of people that are supposedly on our side want to apologize for this video. And that is just a sign of weakness. There's nothing to apologize for. The time for apologizing for violating woke blasphemy laws has passed. It is not 2016 anymore. We should be a lot stronger than this. We should not be falling for woke narratives like this. But we got some woke evangelicals that love to just fall on the grenade. John Piper, who welcomed the Somali invasion of Minnesota, says, you know, one not need to be quasi-woke to agree with Russell Moore on this. Now, John Piper, if you are unaware, is super woke. He was peddling critical race theory in an article in 2016. And in that article, he argued that it's not enough to not be racist. You must be anti-racist and assumed racism and stuff like that. He adopted a lot of critical race theory premises in his writings on race. He also admitted to crying twice the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated, which is not only gay and effeminate, but also is an indicator that he actually voted for Barack Obama. And I don't really believe that someone who's a Republican cried on the, you know, tears of joy for the United States of America on the day that Obama was elected. That is effeminate. And I realize that a John Piper is an effeminate pastor who is a crybaby pastor and all that. He's like the godfather of crybaby pastoring and preaching. But nonetheless, you know, that's pathetic even for him and his stature. And there's just no excuse for it. Like, I'm really tired of John Piper. I do not like him. He's a bad pastor. He's a bad father. He's, you know, let's get into his son right now, because obviously one of them's a well-known atheist. But the other one, another son of his, is a pastor at Russell Moore's church. So I believe he has 5 children, so he's already 0 for 2. Maybe he's 3 for 5 in the positive direction. But, you know, one of his sons is a divorced pastor at Russell Moore's church, which is one of the worst churches in the United States. It's an apostate liberal church with a homosexual pastor named Sam Alberry, and it has Gavin and Ray Ortland at it. So this is a very, evil church, I would say, that trades in celebrity pastordom. So Russell Moore says, racist, deranged, humiliating to our country, the fact that we have decided to pretend this is normal every day is a moral abomination. Have we any shame? And every day, an entire generation of Christians is being told it is Christian to support this. God have mercy on us. Now, Russell Moore is a longtime liberal activist, and this is who he is. This is who he's always been. In 2009, Russell Moore published an article about Jesus having AIDS. Yes, the gay kind of AIDS. And that's just an indicator of his content. Then he was promoted to being the president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. He wrote that article that I just mentioned in the Gospel Coalition, by the way. So a lot of full circle jerking for Big Eva. And when he was head of the Gospel of the ERLC, the Southern Baptist Convention entity, he pushed for open borders and all this other stuff. So naturally, he is the enemy of Donald Trump, who has ran on a camp and a mandate of mass deportations. So Russell Moore, who's promoted open borders, who's taken a lot of money, raised a lot of money, he's done some dirty deals for open borders, for certain jabs that go in arms that are not, you know, safe and effective and stuff like that. He's a whore, but Russell Moore is a whore. That's just who he is. And of course, he does not like Donald Trump. And of course, he affirms woke blasphemy laws, because those are the only blasphemy laws he's really going to affirm. And lastly on our list to cover for today is J.D. Greer. And I just found out that I was blocked by J.D. Greer, so W on my part. He says the images posted on our president's social media account this week were deeply offensive. Like, seriously, if you're offended by this, like, you're just pretending to be offended by this. You are pretending to be offended by this. This is not really offensive. It's parody. It's funny. If you're familiar with the song In the Jungle, you would know that it is the first, I think it's like the first ever AI music in the history of the internet, let alone pre-internet. Like, it was computer generated song. And it involves like a hippopotamus and stuff like that. So it's already a song that, you know, features these type of images, and just putting it to Donald Trump being a lion and in the jungle featuring Democrats bowing down to him, that's not really offensive. It's not really racist at all, because white people are also depicted as primates in the video. Regardless of the context, we should lament anytime we see something that denigrates the humanity of any member of our society. And that's just gay gobbledygook. God's word teaches us that each of us, that's bad writing, is made in the image of God, and that God has made us all from one man and of equal value in his sight. That shared humanity is the core to our understanding of the gospel. And that's not really core to our understanding of the gospel. The core to our understanding of the gospel is that Jesus is God. But the idea that all human, you know, all of us are equal and, you know, no hierarchy, no natural hierarchies or anything like that, it just sounds like egalitarian gobbledygook, which the Bible's not really egalitarian. The gospel transcends classes and stuff like that, but it does not, you know, pretend that this stuff does not exist. It's just, again, we are trying to use the premise of Imago Dei to argue things that are beyond what Imago Dei means. It does not mean we cannot insult people. It does not mean we cannot depict people cartoonishly. Because guess what? The Bible does this as well. Was Jesus dehumanizing the Pharisees when he called them a brood of vipers? Of course he was. Of course he was. But was that sin? Obviously not. Because Jesus did it. And he is the lawgiver. So of course it wasn't sin. We not only want to model that kind of ethnic unity in our church, we long to see it reflected in our society. I pray that God would heal our land of our brokenness and make Summit Church a testimony to the unity that the gospel of Jesus Christ brings. And again, it's not that, because the Summit Church is a false church. J.D. Greer is a false teacher, so God's not going to listen to J.D. Greer's prayer. Now, again, this goes back to the fact that he is a woke preacher claiming ethnic unity. And the reality is, there was not any real grievance to be found with what Trump inadvertently did. Not even purposely, more like accidentally. They could have edited it out for brevity. But not everyone's super savvy when working with a smartphone and video editing. But who cares? That is the biblical response to the uppity nature of woke evangelicals, is who cares about this video? But here's the thing. These people have revealed themselves as woke liberals, and it should be exposed. It should be noted, and noting we shall do. And credit to Matt Walsh for calling us out. Shout out to him, because he is calling us out. He is bringing a nuke on these evangelicals in ways that I wish, Tucker Carlson would get back to doing, stuff like that. So a lot of stuff going on, I guess. But Big Eva wants to focus on this. Do they care about anti-white instances of prejudice? Nope. Do they care about ethnic replacement? Nope. Do they care about, you know, did J.D. Greer say anything about Irina Zarutska getting stabbed on a, you know, on a train in his backyard? You bet not. Did did John Piper say anything about the Somali fraud? No, he welcomed the Somali fraud. John Piper said, come here, Somalis, take my money. Take my neighbor's money. That's what John Piper did. And he's even on camera. He's even on tape celebrating that in 2012. As early as 2012, he was celebrating Somali invasion of his homeland, of his neighborhood. So this is just evil. You know, it's all evil. These people have a lot to repent for. But anyway, this is all I got for today. The weak leaders of evangelicalism reveal themselves constantly, and you just got to acknowledge that they suck. They suck. That's all I got for today. My name is Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.